Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Become an Authority in the Marketplace. So, the cowards never started, and the weak died along the way. That leaves us, said Bill Bowerman. And why we're talking about becoming an authority, because when you are in business for yourself, and you want to sell your products, whether they're in-house or outsourced or whatever, you need to understand that people buy from someone they know, like, and trust. And the best way to become that is to become an authority in your specific field. For centuries, coronations have taken place in societies around the world. During these ceremonies, a supreme ruler is crowned and granted power to make decisions for the state or country they lead. In most cultures these days, this tradition has transitioned into a celebrity status like that of Prince William and Kate Middleton. There is no equivalent to this type of public declaration in the business world. No one is going to announce to the world that a financial planner has the most experience in New York City, that one divorce lawyer wins more cases than another, or that a doctor has a better technique for heart surgery than his peers. So, becoming the authority in your industry, community, or marketplace takes a deliberate and systematic approach. No one is going to place the crown on the head and notify your target market that you are the best of what you do. You have to do that yourself. However, by choosing to position yourself as the undisputed expert, influential authority, and in-demand celebrity who everyone wants to work with, you can take your business to the new heights, making, marketing, selling, and building trust with customers significantly easier and quicker than ever before. The process of building an authority marketing plan is different for everyone, but everyone who finds success in it aims to hit a minimum of 7 main focus areas, which we call the 7 pillars of authority marketing. Okay, before I get into the 7 pillars, this is what I want to say. We are in the midst of a presidential election this year, and the best person to look at as the top marketer is Donald Trump. Why? Because if you listen to the rhetoric and the things he says, he is denying that he's ever gone into bankruptcy or not paid his bills. And all you have to do is research what he did in Atlantic City. He did not want to pay the carpenters, the builders, the contractors for building the Trump casinos, putting a gold dome on there. So he filed bankruptcy. So all he had to do was pay 35 cents on the dollar. Is this someone that you want running your country? Someone who is the biggest liar there is out there? When someone starts calling their opponents names, they're really talking about themselves. That is the one thing that I have found out from in my business, that when you are talking about someone who literally throws stones at other people, they're really talking about themselves. They are really putting out there just what a criminal they really are. And when you think about it, what has he really done to help the general public? All he's done is line his own pockets. And when you listen to the Democratic convention that just ended, there were many things that went on that affected many people that I guarantee you, you never knew about Hillary Clinton. And that's the sad part, is that the Clintons have done a lot of stuff. They have been well respected around the world, and yet in their own country, they are branded as lepers. And the reason that I'm saying this is not that I'm trying to influence who you vote for, but to help you understand that when you are doing business, you cannot be throwing stones at other people and accusing them of the things that you are doing, because it will get back to you and it will hurt you in the long run. So, first thing we're going to talk about is branding and omnipotence. Building a brand isn't just about the company's brand, but your personal brand. Before you can create visual images, logos, and online copy to showcase who you are, you must distill in your personal brand into what makes you unique. So, and this is what I want to say. If you listen to what Hillary Clinton said in her speech, and the thing that was emphasized by the speakers is that this is a woman who has been in public service from the time she was a law student, that the things that she has done through the years, helping to pass the Individual Disability Education Act so that people with disabilities had the opportunity for an education. And that's something that I experienced personally, not from the standpoint of being able to get an education because of IDEA, because I was already in college when that law was passed and took effect. But when I was studying in the mental health field and I had to go into doing internships, I had the opportunity to go in and observe a special ed class. And I can tell you the difference that I was mainstream into the public school, and I was the only person with a disability in the school. And because of that, because of the lack of knowledge of the public of what a disability is, I was teased and bullied almost every day. And when I went home, I didn't have a family that would hug me and kiss me and tell me they loved me. It was a very cold and icy environment. I had to learn to be strong. I had to learn to be the one that supported myself. And therefore, it created a struggle for me even in just my everyday life. And and also because I entered the workforce 15 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act became law, then what happened was that I found it very difficult to find long-term gainful employment. Therefore, I became an entrepreneur more out of necessity than just the fact that I would have done it anyway, because I would have waited till I was a little bit more financially secure and had money to build the business. And that was not the case, not because I didn't want to, but because when you don't have the family support systems that believe in you and encourage you to do whatever you're capable of doing, and when you don't have the opportunities to work in a job and save and build some financial security, then it's a struggle. And then when I entered or became an entrepreneur, you did not have the internet where you could go and put your information online for your customers to see. You literally had to print out brochures. You had to print flyers. You had to literally spend time doing everything yourself. Today, not only that I have the internet, but I also have adaptive equipment like Dragon Naturally Speaking that is a speech-to-text program that allows me to be able to do the things that I need to do to create opportunities for myself and to build and market myself without having a lot of overhead. So, to some, a personal mission separates them from the masses, while to others, their journey or story may be the most memorable aspect of their brand. Many experts focus on their teaching or science, the insight, the knowledge that only they have in the industry. And for others, the knowledge that only they have. Okay, and for others, their tribe and community might highlight their personal brand best. Well-known leaders are very clear about who they are and what image they convey to the audience. They work hard and reinforce their best qualities in every communication about themselves, whether it is a radio interview, a quote in the article, or their online profiles. And as I just explained to you, that in essence, my brand is that I had to overcome many obstacles to reach my goals in life. And in business, people tend to put roadblocks in front of themselves. Why? Because they have limiting beliefs. And let me go back and talk about the title of my radio show that I have been doing for more than 10 years, and that's called Live Without Limits. And why Live Without Limits? Because one of the things that I do as a career coach is teach people how to set goals, how to put together and write out what their purpose or mission in life is, and then how to put right down the steps that they need to take to reach those goals. So in essence, the fact that what I went through as an individual with a disability in an era before society even acknowledged its disability community makes me very good at what I do and also brands me for what I do. So, content marketing, a commitment to creating a significant amount of high-quality content written specifically for your target audience is the best way to craft a strong omnipotence. Authoring a book is by far the most significant way to build authority with content. However, white papers, special reports, articles, blog posts, webinars, teleseminars, and podcasts should also be utilized. So, here's another thing that you can look at. If you go online and if you Google my name, then you will see that I have numerous articles that I have been posting for 10 or 15 years. So that has been branding me. I have been doing this podcast for 10 years. So I have thousands of podcasts out there, and I have been doing Google Hangouts for a number of years. And also, this also reiterates and shows just how the industry has changed from where we were 10, 15 years ago and how business was conducted to today and how business is conducted. Because speakers used to have to put together media kits to promote themselves to associations to get jobs and gigs. To lead breakout sessions, to lead or be the keynote speaker. And just this year that I took part in a summit where I led several breakout sessions for coaches. So, and a lot of that's because I had these podcasts to show them that I knew what I was talking about, that I could lead groups. I had interviewed other people on my show. So there were numerous ways that I was able to promote myself and have credibility to them to be able to achieve what it was that I wanted to. So the focus should be on creating rich content for social media and constantly sharing valuable information with your target audience as you create content to educate your prospects and customers. You build up your trust and credibility and nurture a legion of fans who are excited to consume what you create. Make sure your content is always relevant and posted regularly so you stay top of mind when a prospect is ready to buy. PR in media. Getting your name and your company's name mentioned in media is important because most people don't believe what you say about yourself, and they will believe what others say about you. More importantly, they'll believe what major media has to say about you. The authority that comes when you're featured or interviewed on radio, magazines, or newspapers is noteworthy. When you receive mentions through multiple media platforms, it helps you build your online presence or digital footprint. Whether you appear on a major news station or a local radio station, the audience assumes you are the authority, because if you weren't, why else would these outlets invite you as your guest? Marketing is about perception, and hopefully the perception is built on reality. But people buy the perception, not the reality. And as you build your authority, you want the perception to be that you are the number one go-to person in your field. And here's something else to think about, that Donald Trump is a master at PR of getting himself in the news. And in fact, how he became known was more out of a reality star than ever as a businessman. And as a businessman, he is a disaster. And when you look at the things that he has done and how he has run his business, you can imagine how he will run a country. And it just boggles the mind that people do not listen or watch his behavior and watch how he has run a business as a businessman. Because if he is looking to run the country, he will do exactly the same thing to his own country. He talks about making it great again. But if you couldn't make your own business great, how do you expect to make your own country great? And another thing to think about is speaking. The best way to enforce your authority, position, and generate high-quality leads almost instantaneously is speaking. If you are not comfortable speaking in front of large groups or people, then you need to find someone in your company to represent you and your brand in that way. Another thing to think about is go to Toastmasters. Why? Because Toastmasters will give you the experience of speaking in front of small groups and help you become more comfortable. And then you can get into advanced speeches. One thing that I do is watch an actor. Watch how they use their face, their hands, their body to convey a message without words. And it gives you an idea of how a speaker has to be able to convey with words, with descriptions of who they are and how you can use all of that to build confidence in yourself. So, similar to the way an audience responds to seeing you being interviewed on the news, people automatically assume you're an expert because if you weren't, the company or organization on an expert, the company or organization putting on the seminar wouldn't have invited you to speak. In addition, if what you say is competent, polished, and professional. You will connect with a subset of the audience that will fall in love with you at first sight. They'll want to speak with you afterward and do business with you. That is why when many people that are speakers will say that they conduct business from the podium, because how many times have after their speech is over that you find the audience coming up to them to tell them their story, their experience, how they have done business. So it's just a matter of understanding how to use all the elements that you see and putting it all together. Lead generation, marketing, mastermind. Dan Kennedy often talks about the difference between selling and prescribing. As an authority, you can tell people what they need, and they'll do it. But if you come at them looking and acting like a salesperson, they'll ditch you faster than a toupee in a windstorm. The easiest way to generate high-quality leads is to have something that the prospects want, including information that they find valuable. Whether you do this in the form of a book or through consistent blogging, podcasts, webinars, or other forms of direct-to-consumer marketing, the goal is to get in front of as many prospective clients as possible. Referral marketing. And this is a big one because it is easier to build a business through referrals, through clients that were satisfied, friends who know what you're doing and want to help you. So, if your best customers went to a cocktail party, would they brag about you to their friends? There are two types of referral marketing: client referrals and referrals from influencers. No matter the type, referral marketing is about marketing relationships. Client referrals are the most common and are generated from an outcome of great service. Oftentimes, business leaders miss opportunities to get referrals from target lists of people who are in front of a group of your prospects every day. For example, For a wealth management advisor, this influence could be a lawyer or a CPA. Then, make it easy for them to refer you with tools like a brochure, book, or white paper about what you have to offer. Educate your influencers when to refer to you, citing key issues or concerns that might hear that your products or services address. Authority marketers know how many referrals to receive each year and set goals to grow their number every year by investing in these relationships and thinking of the referrer. And here's one thing to think about when you think about referral marketing, that when, and this is where social media comes into play, that you can become known by putting out there a lot of information or interacting with people. Facebook has Facebook Live, where you can go on there and record something and talk to someone directly. That is a way of building up relationships with people over time. And when you do that, then if they know someone that needs your assistance, then they're so familiar with you and they know that you're an authority on the topic, then guess what? They will be referring business to you. So people don't understand what relationship marketing is, and it's usually associated with multi-level marketing. And it is important in MLM, but it's important no matter what business you're in today. And that is where people tend not to understand how to utilize all of the things that they need to build and grow a business in today's marketplace. The most successful businesses have tribes of customers. They create these tribes because they build relationships by engaging their clients to the highest level of loyalty. And loyalty signifies consumption of your product or service. Holding annual events is one of the best ways to upsell, build additional loyalty, and expose more people to your tribe. Just as pillars have supported some of the oldest, most well-known structures in history, our seven pillars of authority marketing support you and your brand. Every aspect feeds into the next, and all of it comes together to create a mass of positive marketing that, when implemented well and deliberately over time, leads to ongoing generation of authority and ultimately an influx of business. So, when you look at the seven pillars, when you look at all the things that you need to do to build, first you need to build your brand. You can do this through speaking. You can do this through lead generation. You can do this to influence referral marketing, and also looking at it in all the ways that help you grow your business. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, where you can sign up for both individual and group coaching.